Thanks for
Thank
having
you.
Me. I appreciate it.
As he operates, because party energy is what he generates. We'll prescribe for you his potent elixir to turn table speakers and the mixer.
I'm Christina from Colony. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM ACRAP.
Hey, I'm Spike Priggin, host of the Bedazzled Radio Hour. Broadcast every week from 12:10 until 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, live from Spike's Record Rack, 400 Main Street in the village of Catskill. Every Wednesday, I play pop, rock, soul, country, blues, reggae, and other obscurities, and once in a while, a hit or two. Please check out the Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggin on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, every Wednesday from 12:10 until 2.
Monday, May 30th is Memorial Day, and Porcupine Soup rounds up where there are events for the holiday in Greene County. Catskill starts things off on Armed Forces Day. Saturday, May 21st at 1:30 p.m. with a memorial service at the Catskill Veterans Cemetery, North Jefferson Avenue. Greene County hosts the Honor a Vet Memorial Ceremony at 10 a.m. Saturday, May 21st at the warehouse on the historic Catskill Point with a posthumous honoree, World War II POW Staff Sergeant Rudolph Phillips of East Durham. Windham has a memorial program at 9 a.m. Friday, May 27th, starting at the Windham Ashland Jewett Central School front bus loop, then heading to the Ashland Cemetery, Windham Cemetery, and Hensonville Monument near the town hall. On Memorial Day itself, there are events in Athens, Greenville, Cairo, New Baltimore, Coxsackie, and Plattsville. In Athens, a parade starts at 9 a.m. on May 30th at Wheat Street, Route 385, with stops at the Triangle to lay wreath, and then proceeds up Franklin Street to TGM American Legion Post 187 with speakers and refreshments. Greenville's parade begins at 10:15 a.m. at St. John's Church, then heads down State Route 81 into the hamlet with a memorial service following the parade at Greenville Veterans Park Gazebo. Cairo's parade steps off at 11 a.m. near Schindler's Auto Shop on Main Street and heads to Angelo Cana Town Park with a memorial service with American Legion Mohican Post 983. There is also a Memorial Day ceremony at 11 a.m. at the Coyman's Hollow Fire Department, 1290 Route 143. Coxsackie's parade begins at 1 p.m. on Apple Blossom Lane and proceeds down Mansion Street with stops at the World War II Monument, the Mansion Street Cemetery, and the World War I Monument at the church corners before ending at Village Hall. And Prattsville's Virgil E. Deo American Legion Post 1327 hosts an annual Memorial Day parade at 1 p.m. with a Memorial Day ceremony to follow at the town green.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Leah Bertucci of Ridgewood, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Noah Eckstein reports for Columbia Green Media that on May 31st, Hudson's Common Council holds a special meeting to vote on changing the city's ward boundaries. In February, a legal committee voted unanimously to recommend the, and I quote, lease change, end quote, option for ward reappointment in the annual update of the ward boundaries. Under the proposal, 75 residents from the first ward move to the third ward, and 40 residents from the third ward switch to the fourth ward. If voters approve in a November referendum, the changes would go into effect on January 1st, 2023. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said, and I quote, "The point is that some people are going to wake up and find out they are in a new ward. I don't know if that is a big deal or not," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for State of Politics that the unemployment rate continues to fall in New York. The State Department of Labor announced May 19th that in April, unemployment fell from 4.6% to 4.5%. New York added 23,600 jobs in the private sector in April, a 0.3% increase. Last April, New York's unemployment rate was much worse, at 7.7%. But the state is still not as employed as the rest of the country, where there is a national 3.6% unemployment rate. If you remove New York City, though, the state's rate is much better than the national rate at 3.1%. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that the State Department of Health announced another 1,474 people in the Hudson Valley Catskill region tested positive for COVID-19 on May 18th. That announcement included another death in Westchester County. Columbia County added 33 new cases, and Greene County added 26 more. The entire area is considered at high risk of COVID-19 spread, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That means wearing masks indoors is recommended so that more people do not catch the virus and so there will be fewer deaths in the future to report. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
New York elected officials are calling on the General Assembly to pass legislation that would transition new buildings off fossil fuels, saying it would make the state cleaner and healthier. The All-Electric Building Act would require new buildings to have all-electric appliances for space and water heating and cooking by 2023. It also would mandate that state agencies identify policies to make electricity more affordable and accessible for low-income residents. Elected Officials to Protect America's Dominic Frangillo says it's about saving lives and money.
Right here in New York, air pollution from burning gas in buildings leads to about 1,000 deaths a year, and most of those are in communities of color, so it's a real, real harm to our public health.
New York burns more fossil fuels in its buildings than any state in the country. Research shows that an all-electric home in New York City would save households $6,800 over the course of 15 years. The bill received a hearing last week and must be passed by the end of the legislative session on June 2nd. William Reinhart is an Albany County legislator who was formerly a professional energy analyst with the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. He says in the long run, it makes the most sense economically to introduce these new technologies through new construction.
If you compare an all-electric building, new construction now, to a fossil fuel building with central air conditioning, again, new construction, so we're comparing apples to apples, the all-electric building is actually cheaper.
Under the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act of 2019, New York is mandating that 70% of all electricity generated in the state be from renewable sources by 2030. Officials say getting all new constructed buildings to be fossil fuel free is key to achieving that goal. I'm Emily Scott with New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
The Buffalo Massacre, book bans, and the enduring wounds of racism. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. 10 people were slaughtered in Buffalo last Saturday, killed at a supermarket in the heart of the black community. The gunman, an 18-year-old self-professed white supremacist, armed with a legally purchased Bushmaster AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle. His goal, based on a rambling, poisonous 180-page document he posted online, was to, quote, kill as many blacks as possible, unquote. Of the 13 victims, including 3 who were injured, 11 were African American. The killer live streamed the massacre on the social media video website Twitch. While the Amazon-owned site pulled down the gruesome video within minutes, it was immediately posted, then accessed by millions on other internet platforms. Challenging racist violence demands an understanding of our true history, Instead, a vocal minority in our country are demanding not gun bans, but book bans, trying to suppress the teaching of our country's deep-seated systemic racism. The Buffalo shooter espoused a conspiracy theory known as the Great Replacement, which wrongly posits that traditional native-born white majorities are being replaced by people of color, immigrants, Jews and Muslims, aided and abetted by a left-wing globalist elite. This new population, the racist replacement theory maintains, compliantly votes according to the dictates of their supposed Democratic Party sponsors. The killer, who's in custody, directed his animus at replacers, as he called them, principally African Americans. His slapdash screed, which borrows heavily from another one posted by the racist mass murderer who perpetrated the Christchurch, New Zealand mosque massacres in 2019, betrays a profound ignorance of the history of race and racism in this country.
This crisis of white supremacists domestic terror is likely to get worse,
warns Professor Ibram X. Kendi, founding director of the Boston University Center for Anti-Racist Research on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
Studies have shown that anti-racist education, that anti-racist books serve in a protective fashion, particularly from white youth, when they are exposed to white supremacy, because through learning about the history, let's say, of white supremacy, they're better able to recognize it.
Several of Professor Kendi's books have been banned or targeted for removal from school curricula and libraries, including the National Book Award-winning Stamped from the Beginning, The Definitive History of Racist Ideas in America. Texas Senator Ted Cruz drove Kendi's children's book, Anti-Racist Baby, onto bestseller lists after denouncing it and several other books during the Senate confirmation hearings of African-American Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Professor Kendi continues,
anti-racist education, first and foremost, is teaching our children about the history of white supremacist ideology, the role that white supremacist ideology played in racial slavery, in settler colonialism, in Jim Crow. It's also teaching white children and children of color about all the different people of all races who challenged settler colonialism and slavery and Jim Crow and mass incarceration. It's teaching children that there are multiple cultures, just as there are multiple cultures, colors, and we should value them all equally. It's teaching children that the source of racial disparities and inequities in our community is not the inferiority of a particular racial group, but this history and presence of racist policies. It's teaching children, you know, our racial reality so that they can see that though we look differently, though when we speak differently, we're all equals. But the cause of these inequities are indeed racism.
The domestic terrorist in this case reportedly chose Buffalo after searching zip codes close to his overwhelmingly white hometown of Conklin, New York. He then traveled several hours to Buffalo's Kingsley neighborhood and targeted the Tops Friendly Market on Jefferson Avenue. Why the supermarket? India Walton, a former Buffalo mayoral candidate and senior strategic organizer with the progressive organization Roots Action, explained on Democracy Now!,
we know that 80% of the population of the east side of Buffalo are people of color, are Black people specifically, and they have one place to shop. We have dubbed it food apartheid because it is a policy decision. Deserts are naturally occurring, and the fact that there is no food on the east side of Buffalo and there's not the availability of these basic services is a policy choice. There are people who actively chose to not provide services in this community. And for a long time, we've been told that this Tops on Jefferson, we are lucky to have it because no one else wants to come into the neighborhood.
The Buffalo mass murderer also considered additional targets, including a school and a church. According to online chats attributed to him, he feared the school would have too much security. Fortunately, he was stopped at the supermarket.
White supremacists are making the case that it's people of color, that they're the source of their pain, which is something that many of these young white male supremacists are being indoctrinated on, groomed on. and thereby carrying out mass shootings.
Says Professor Kendi.
And this is only going to get worse if we don't get a handle on it.
Limiting access to guns and expanding access to education about the role of racism in our society and learning, as Ibram Kendi's book title suggests, how to be an anti-racist are fundamental steps to stem the horror of hate and heal these long festering wounds. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. While the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the WGXC listening area beginning at noon on Saturday to 8 p.m. Saturday will start off mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny and hot with a temperature high near 94 degrees. On Saturday night, it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 67 degrees. And on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly after 5 p.m. It will be mostly sunny and hot with a temperature high near 92 degrees. And Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 58 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Overture, candlelights, this is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing apart. We know every card by heart. Overture, candlelights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
This is Tom Rowe with Wave Farm with the WGXC Radio News, daily update on what's going on in broadcast news. On May 15th, Swiss voters approved a 4% tax levy on international streaming services there to be invested in local film production, with 58.42% of voters favoring the measure. Switzerland is the latest European country to support local TV and film production and boost locally produced content by taxing the international streaming services such as Netflix, Disney+, Hulu, and others. Quote, "This result underlines the cultural importance of filmmaking in Switzerland," unquote, Swiss Interior Minister Alain Berset told a press conference on May 15th. The international companies can buy locally made shows, make programs themselves in the country, or put the money into an investment fund. Quote, "We believe that good stories can come from anywhere, and we have already invested content from Switzerland in the past," unquote, a Netflix spokesperson said. Portugal already passed a similar law, with streaming service providers paying 1% of their income to the Institute of Cinema and Audiovisuals. France and Italy also already make streaming services invest a proportion of their revenues in European content in local languages, while Denmark and Spain are considering similar proposals, Reuters reports. Randy J. Stein at Radio World breaks down the results from the tech survey from Jacobs Media showing the COVID-19 pandemic lowering the amount of radio listening. The 12% drop in radio listening in the past year is mainly due, the survey reports, to less time spent in cars. Quote, since COVID, listening less in the car and lifestyle changes are the top reasons people are listening to less to the radio, unquote, said Fred Jacobs, president of Jacobs Media. Many people now work from home who did not before, and others have changed jobs or professions since the pandemic began. While some are listening to the radio less, others surveyed said they now had a stronger bond with their favorite local radio station. Quote, in a strange sort of way, some radio stations have actually benefited from COVID in terms of making the closer connection to their audience when they needed it most, unquote, Jacobs said. Folks surveyed felt a stronger bond mostly to local stations. Quote, overall, the local piece turns out to be a very important factor here, unquote, Jacobs said. Radio World reports that at its May 19th meeting, the Federal Communications Commission is set to allow FM broadcasters to use computer modeling software for their directional antenna. Currently, FM radio stations use directional antennas must provide physical measurements to verify their directional pattern. So stations or more often antenna manufacturers have to build a full-size mock-up of the antenna or a scale model, which is very expensive. WGXC, for instance, needs a directional antenna for a signal that is sandwiched between the Christian station WPGL north of Schenectady and New York City's WFUV and hemmed in by the Catskill and Berkshire Mountains. But technology has improved since WGXC first went on the air in 2011, and after this proposal is approved, stations can instead submit computer-generated proofs of FM directional antenna patterns instead of the more expensive models. FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworkel said that this draft order would, quote, decrease regulatory costs and bring our FM regulations in line with other broadcast services, unquote. Anyone who needs to know what time it is and does not have a clock or a watch or any sort of computer can still find out. The U.S. Naval Observatory still maintains a phone number, 202-762-1401, where anyone can call and hear the exact time. The Navy has several other time numbers, some just for modems. And Jock Elliott reports in the SW Elling blog that there are several shortwave radio stations also set up with only the time of day repeating endlessly as content. Quote, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, part of the U.S. Department of Commerce, maintains a couple of stations devoted to broadcasting time announcements, standard time intervals, standard frequencies, UT1 time corrections, a BCD time code, and geophysical alerts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unquote, Elliott writes. WWV in Fort Collins, Colorado is one station, radiating 10,000 watts on 5 megahertz, 10 megahertz, and 15 megahertz, 2,500 watts on 2.5 megahertz and 20 megahertz. WWVH, based in Kakaka, Hawaii, transmits 10,000 watts on 10 megahertz and 15 megahertz and 5,000 watts on 2.5 megahertz. Quote, WWV uses a male voice, WWVH a female voice. They are staggered in time so they don't talk over each other. While doing research for this blog one afternoon on 5 megahertz and 10 megahertz, I could hear the female voice followed by the male voice, so I was hearing both Hawaii and Colorado, unquote, Elliott writes. There is also a Canadian time station, CHU, transmitting 3,000 watts on 3.33 and 14.67 megahertz, and a 5,000 watts on 7.85 megahertz in English and French from Barrhaven, Ontario. And there is also a time station beaming from Moscow, Russia, that transmits on 9996 and 14996 kilohertz. Read more about this story at the SW Elling Post. Current reports that in October last year, South Dakota Public Broadcasting hired Stell Klein, who is transgender and uses they-them pronouns. They lasted at the radio network through April this year. Quote, my position has been terminated despite being told there was nothing for me to improve on at a recent quarterly review, unquote, Klein wrote April 18th on Twitter. Quote, I was told the reasoning is that I am not objective and have a problem with authority, unquote. Though a working relationship did not begin well. An announcement of Klein's hiring in SDBB's member magazine was to include the use of they-them pronouns and a reference to Klein's drag name. But Current obtained an email from Fritz Miller, SDPB Director of Programming and Communication, objecting to that. Quote, I'm suggesting that we dump the they pronouns and use their last name throughout the article, unquote, Miller wrote. Quote, I understand and appreciate that Stell is comfortable with sharing that information and is doing what they can to live their true self. But I fear that the more hate-mongering segment of our population will seize upon this stuff and make it the issue du jour, unquote, Klein says. Quote, through this very first day on the job, it was just glaringly evident to me that personal bias clouds judgments in this workplace, they said. In January 2022, during a quarterly review, Kara Hetland, SDPB's director of journalism content, told Klein that they had nothing to improve upon in their performance. But when Klein was fired, Hetland said their retweet of a December 1st, 2021 message by an NPR journalist was an example of inappropriate social media use. That tweet was about a Supreme Court hearing about a Mississippi abortion law that included a picture of a sign with text stating, quote, women are not the only people who get abortions, unquote. Previously, Klein had been told to share their experiences as a trans person in South Dakota on social media. In another tweet, Klein wrote, quote, in my interview, I was very clear that as a trans person, I am unable to be impartial about attacks on my humanity. Objectivity is not a static identity, but when wielded as such, becomes the language of those with the most power. Declaring someone not objective is a selective practice used effectively to exclude people of color and queer journalists. Unquote. Read more about this story at Current and go to wavefarm.org for more radio news.
We'll be right back.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Radio, radio, Rambo, ears up. This is Easy Diesel, driving northbound up the Niner. Look, I don't know who's out there listening, but I sure got a hell of a story to tell. I was just swinging on a bum load, bussing a hot bird dog on an East Coaster, when I started feeling shat-laced. So I pulled my riggy into a motel in Niagara Falls for an overnighter. I was treating my toots to a hangman's delight, when I noticed some strange activity in the room next door.
The fuck are you talking about?
Every couple hours, there was this red van. It'd pull up and drop off three or four people at a time. Always some tie-dyed poncho pushers.
You know?
Escorting a couple dazed-looking ingenues, leading them into a room in their trance-like state. First, I thought that this was just a lewd game of blind man's finger. But then I realized all these people were going in, but none were coming out. There must have been 30 or 40 people in that one small room, and that ain't right. I decided this needed a man's investigation. I stood outside their door, but I heard nothing. I banged on a cinder block with a shovel for a while, but nobody peered out the window. Somehow that room seemed to be empty. The next time that van pulled up and dropped off more disappearing party cargo, I got in my truck and I followed it. A daring exploit to a truck man was like nectar to a bumblebee, and my proboscis was twitching something foul. I stuck a sticker on that van's dick for about 20 minutes. It pulled off the freeway and then drove me through an intentional community of co-parental homesteaders. All the streets were named after characters from Nora Ephron novels, like Sam Road, Rob Street, Julie Way. I continued following it as it cut through a dark wooded stretch until it opened up to a manicured estate crowned by a glorious mansion with a backdrop of scary orchards. That van pulled up the drive and into a garage, and I parked my semi behind a bush so no one could see it. I crept up behind that mansion. I waited by a back service door until a chef came out to smoke a beady. Before he could see me, I pounced, knocked him out cold with a pile driver. I slowly removed his clothes with my switchblade, and I rolled his body underneath a nearby canoe, put on a chef suit, and I blended myself into that kitchen, which should come as no surprise, since I was once a profiterole runner on a Kentucky cruise ship in my youth. Anyway, after pumping out a dozen bread loaves in the shape of baby dolls with the boys, I snuck out into the hallway to find out more about here what's going on with this satanic baloney that was afoot. It was rich shit like I'd never dreamed of. I must have passed three or four robots and a bunch of bins full of free pumpkins. Then I reached a huge metal door, like something you might find in a rich man's sewer. An engraving on it read, Operation Midnight Fall. I pushed it open, and there I was roosting my beef in a massive abandoned opera house, all Argento-like, blistering with decay but crawling with activity. Under the proscenium, there was dozens of fine young sleepy ladies and gents with wires and tubes sticking out of their heads, leading out the back to running mill wheels and coggle engines connecting to log rides that feed into smoking chemical drums that line the brinks of industrial water farms guarded by dirty people with sticks. There was beeping and steam sounds, and scientists with white lab coats and even whiter dreadlocks. They had these Scooby-Doo marijuana rings under their eyes. They kept communicating in scientific code.
You gotta put that Brownie and your reason.
Holy Bocephus. I stumbled upon an infernal project. Here was secret society, experimenting on innocent human beings, extracting the fog of souls to be used as some super drug. I wasn't sure about the extent of their plan, so I consulted the tarot. From my pocket, I pulled a card, the Wheel of Crabs. This can only mean one thing. These rusted root Bilderbergs are about to release this midnight misty fog straight into the water supply. That's some ass in the jackpot now. I was about to snap some pics to send to Washington, but then one of the guards noticed I was wearing footwear, and I knew I was busted. Chasing commenced. I knocked over a flaming sconce to screw him up, and then I escaped through some ductwork, exiting two stores down into a pony corral. I got in my truck, and I sure didn't turn around. I got nobody else to tell all this to but y'all. No one's gonna believe me. I got a hunchback and a bad habit of huffing bug spray. And now as I sing my spit into CB radio land, this whole night has got me thinking about the dynamics of power. High society is always stooping so low, and the low always trying to be that high society. Y'all make no mistake. Right about now, the real power in this country is flower power. And they won't stop until we're all humming their tune. But don't you worry, truckers. Our time in power will come soon. Just don't drink the water and just keep trucking on.
Hello. This is Radio Degree Zero Degree Radio is this. Hello. Zero Degree Radio. This is Radio Degree Zero is this. Hello.
Maybe you don't feel it at all.
If your prayers could all be answered. Chance to be free.